And let's continue on the KCII PM sports page. It's now time for our cross-country Hedge Bove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Lone Tree's Macy Bope. Macy, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Macy, we're coming off of a conference last week. Congratulations to you. You're able to have a top 10 finish, just a great showing over at Winfield Mount Union. How do you think things went last week at conference?
Well, I felt pretty good running off the bat, and I don't know. I really enjoy the course, so it was nice to have confidence there. And then we already ran in that course a week before.
Mm-hmm.
So familiar with it. It was nice.
Very good. And that kind of thinking about that, you mentioned you were just there the week prior. With just the knowledge of the course, did you approach that course a little bit differently? Maybe, okay, around this turn, I need to approach it a little bit differently? Or was it kind of the same approach as last week?
Yeah, I knew I like should start speeding up sooner. Exactly where finish was going to be was nice. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going into the meet, if you were going to say a top 10 finish, were you pretty confident you're going to do so? Or what'd you think about the overall outcome of a top 10 finish?
I was really hopeful that I was going to get in top 10, but I don't know. I think that I knew I was going to get somewhere up there.
Yeah. As just a sophomore, that's terrific, top 10. And the weather was nice. I'm sure that had something to do with it. But you mentioned earlier you really liked the course. Specifically, what about it makes you enjoy it?
Relatively a flat course, not very many big hills, deep hills. You have a couple like long ones, but those are just nice for like a little bit of change.
Not so much hilly. You're not a fan of the hilly courses?
No.
I'm sure you're not alone in that one. Don't you worry. Well, Macy, as we mentioned, you are a sophomore. Coming into the season, and maybe, you know, regionals just around the corner, what's some individual goals that you really set out for yourself?
I knew I wanted to make all-conference again because I did last year as a freshman. And that was beat the school record, which I was able to do, which was nice.
Yeah.
Really awesome. But, yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. And then some team goals that your team set out for the year?
I know that we had a team goal of getting, I think, first place in a meet twice in two meets, and that we got it once, but yeah, I think we did a really good job this season as a team. I'm really proud of my teammates.
And the best part is it's not done yet. Regional play, the regional meet just around the corner. We don't know the location just yet. But with that in mind, do you really think that yourself and just your whole team in general is really peaking at the right time?
Yeah, we're doing really, really well this year. I know last year we had about the same girls, and they all really, really improved for the end of the season. So I'm excited to see how they, how us as a team is going to improve at regionals at the end of the season. And, yeah.
Very good. Well, Macy, of course, getting to a top 10 finish at conference doesn't come overnight. That means a lot of off-season work. Just kind of go through your summer workouts. What all you do to really prepare for the season?
So I run with my dad, so he really holds me accountable, and he runs about the same pace that I do, which is pretty impressive. This summer we did a lot of longer runs instead of just like what I'd normally do in a race, 3 miles, which is what I did freshman year preparing for cross-country season. So yeah, we'd go out and we'd run 6 miles or sometimes 4 miles and just like change of pace and everything, which really, really helped towards the season.
Very good. So a lot of miles logged in the summer, I'm sure. Well, Macy, let's talk about your coach a little bit. I've had a chance to talk with Coach Duvall many times, always a pleasure. What's kind of his coaching philosophy and what do you like about him?
Well, he's always a big believer in putting everything out there and finishing fast at the end, making sure you left everything out there and you feel good after you're done running. So that's something I really, really enjoy about Coach.
Well, Macy, let's get away from the sports a little bit. When you're not logging all those miles, what do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I really like reading. I love reading books. spending time with friends. And then, yeah, I guess that's it.
Sure. What's your favorite type of books you always go after?
Oh, fantasy, definitely.
Okay.
Any kind of fantasy books.
Hey, that'll work. Absolutely. Well, Macy, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and respect. What are some of your core values?
I think, yeah, the biggest core value is respect. I try to go into every day with, like, I'm going to be respectful for everybody, and I try to be respectful to teachers and peers and teammates and competitors, everything. So respect is a huge value of mine.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Macy, it's been fun talking to you. Congratulations on a great honor. Congratulations on the top 10 finish, and best of luck at regionals.
Thank you.
That was Macy Bope of the Lone Tree Cross Country Team. Join us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Great start to Macy's career, just a sophomore. Very promising future for her. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports Page right after this.